Good morning. We're going to continue our study on First Genesis.
大家早，我们要继续创世纪第一章的研读。
And today we're looking at day three.
今天我们要看第三天。
And we're going to focus on dividing the seas and land today.
我们将专注在将海跟地分开这个主题。
And our goal is to help us see the power in how God created.
我们的目标是想大家看到上帝在创造的时候他的大能。
And not let things that are being taught by soft science hinder our faith in what God says.
不要让软科学所教导我们的事情拦阻我们对上帝的信心。
So let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们用祷告来开始。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
we thank you for your word.
我们以你的话语献上感谢。
And we thank you for revealing to us how you created the heavens and the earth.
也感谢你将你如何创造天地启示给我们。
And you reveal something of the process.
你把这个过程启示给我们。
And by doing that, you reveal the power of your word.
借着这样的过程，你把你自己话语的大能彰显出来。
And you did everything in such a way that it would point us to Jesus.
而你创造的每一件事情都将我们指向耶稣基督。
So that when Jesus came and we saw the power of His Word,
好让耶稣来到世上的时候，我们也可以看见他自己话语的力量。
We would truly know He is God manifest in human flesh.
让我们知道他真的是上帝你道成肉身。
He can save us and He can give us eternal life.
他有能力拯救我们，而且把永生赐给我们。
So we ask your Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our understanding.
所以我们求圣灵现在开启我们心里的眼睛。
So we can see something of the glory you've revealed here to us.
让我们可以看见在这里你要向我们启示的荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.So we're looking now at day three.
所以我们现在看第三天。
And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together onto one place."
创世纪一章九节，神说，天下的水要聚在一处。
And let the dry land appear, and it was so.
使旱地露出来，是就这样成了。
So notice the power of God's word. He says, and it was so.
所以我们这边我们看到上帝话语的能力，他说就成就。
And God called the dry land earth.
神称旱地为地。
And the gathering together of the waters called he seas.
生水的聚处为海。
God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
See, God creates everything good in the beginning.
在起初，上帝所创造的万物都是美好的。
And when he names something, it reveals his lordship over them.
当他为事情命名的时候，就显示他对他们的主权。
God is the Lord of heaven and earth and the seas.
所以上帝是天地海的主。
Now we look at verse 11.
然后我们看十一节。
And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass."
神说地要发生青草。
The herb yielding seed.
和结种子的菜蔬。
And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind.
必结果子的树木各从其类。
Whose seed is in itself.
果子都在树里。
Upon the earth, and it was so.
是就这样成了。
Notice once again, God says, and it was so.
所以再一次我们看到上帝说话就成就。
There's omnipotent power in his word.
在神的话语当中有他的无所不能。
And we see here that God creating the grass and the herb is a revelation of his mercy.
在这里我们看到上帝创造青草跟菜蔬是他的怜悯。
And there's a lot of extra scriptures here for you to look at later. You can either download the PowerPoint or look them up in your notes.
我们的教会网页有所有的讲到的 PowerPoint 还有这个讲章哈，里面有很多的经文，大家可以去下载然后去看。
God speaks and it is done.
所以上帝说话就成就了。
And the earth brought forth grass.
于是地发生了青草。
And herb yielding seed after his kind.
和结种子的菜蔬各从其类。
And the tree yielding fruit.
并结果子的树木。
Whose seed was in itself after his kind.
各从其类，果子都包着核。
And God saw that it was good.
神看着是好的。
So notice God is making everything very good here. It's very peaceful.
所以在这里我们看到上帝创造万物为美好，非常的平安。
Okay. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
有晚上，有早晨，这是第三日。
Now remember one of the greatest events in history happened on the third day, remember?
我们记得世界上一件最伟大的事件发生在第三天。
So there's a reason God creates grass on the third day, even before the sun.
所以上帝在第三天创造草，甚至在造太阳之前，非常的奇妙。
Okay. The word of Jesus has the same power over plants and nature.
那耶稣的话语对植物和对大自然具有同样的能力。
Remember, he could curse a fig tree and it would wilt just like that.
他可以咒诅一棵无花果树，无花果树就枯萎了。
Jesus had power over the water and the storms with just his word.
耶稣也用他的话语能够震慑暴风雨。
And Jesus could turn water into wine with just his word.
耶稣也可能用他的话语将水变成酒。
The word of Jesus has the same power as the word of the Creator God.
所以耶稣的话语跟创造的主具有同样的能力。
Because they're one and the same.
因为他们是同一位。
Remember, Genesis 1 is an infallible revelation from God.
提醒大家，创世纪第一章是来自上帝无误的启示。
Remember, God said, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision.
好，上帝说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
And I will speak unto him in a dream.
在梦中跟他说话。
My servant Moses is not so.
但是我的仆人摩西却不是这样。
Okay. With Moses will I speak mouth to mouth.
我要与摩西面对面说话。
And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold.
乃是明说，不用谜语。
Okay. Why then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
那你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
See, God's giving Moses irrefutable revelation. He's speaking to him face to face as a friend.
好像朋友跟他面对面说话一样。
So God warns us, be careful about speaking against my servant Moses.
所以上帝警告我们要小心，不要毁谤他的仆人摩西。
But you know what? Throughout history, a lot of non-believers love to speak against Moses.
但是我们晓得，在历史的进程当中，许多不信主的人常常反对摩西的话。
And we need to be aware of imaginative theories of fallible atheistic scientists who reject God's infallible revelation to Moses.
所以我们要提防会犯错误的无神科学家们想象出来的理论，因为他们拒绝上帝对摩西无误的启示。
Again, you have a lot of scriptures there that will bless you if you look them up and read them.
这边有很多经文，假如你去读的话呢，对你会有很大的祝福。
God creates and makes.
上帝不但创造，他也制造。
So we have the miracle of chemistry and creation.
所以在创造当中，我们看到他的奇迹，还有他的化学。
Okay, in Genesis 1:1, God created the heaven and the earth.
创世纪一章一节说，上帝创造了天地。
He creates out of nothing.
他从虚无创造出来。
Technical name for that is ex nihilo.
所以他的那个专有名词就是 ex nihilo.
Okay.And God, but God made the firmament.
但是上帝造了穹苍。
He made the sea and dry land.
造了海与陆地。
Right? And he makes from things that already exist.
所以他从已存在的事物来制造。
Okay? Parts of heaven are created out of nothing.
诸天的某些部分是从虚无当中创造出来的。
And parts of heaven are made from pre-existing materials.
那其他的部分是从已存的物质当中造出来。
And there's plenty of scriptures for both of those.
好，那这两个的记述，圣经都有许多地方。
Part of man is created.
那人的一部分是神创造出来的。
And that would be our soul.
那就是我们的魂。
And part of man is made from pre-existing materials.
那人的另外一部分是从已存的物质造出来的。
And that's our body, which is made from the dust of the earth.
那就是我们的身体是从尘土当中造出来的。
So originally God must have created the 92 naturally occurring elements of the periodic table.
所以从起初好，上帝是一定造了这个元素周期当中92种自然发生的元素。
Then he uses them to make everything else.
然后他使用这些元素来造其他的一切。
Okay. Now here you have a picture that we've probably all seen, the periodic table.
那这个图表大家可能见过哈，就是元素周期表。
And it's amazing how harmonious you can put all the elements together.
那把这些元素能够排列在一起，而且是这么的和谐，是相当的惊人的。
It's very ordered because it's the God of order who created them.
它的排列相当有顺序，因为创造它的神是一个有顺序、有秩序的神。
But this is the alphabet God uses to make everything by His word.
但是这就是上帝用他的话语使用的字母来创造所有。
Okay. There's a famous preacher from last century named Harry Rimmer.
在上一世纪有一位非常有名的传道人叫做 Harry Rimmer.
And he was having dinner at a friend's house.
有一次他在朋友家吃饭。
And their young son challenged him.
那个家的小男孩呢就向他挑战了。
He asked him, in all the world, how many different kinds of things are there?
小男孩就问他。说在全世界好，到底有多少种不同的东西
？So Rimmer responded, "In all the world, there's less than 100 different things."
所以这个牧师回答他说，在全世界呢，大概就少于100种东西吧。
And the little boy said, "Ah, you must be kidding."
那小孩说，哦，你是开玩笑吧
？I know more than 1,000,000 different things myself.
我自己就知道上百万种不同的东西。
So Rimmer explained, I'll explain to you how you can't know 1,000,000 different things.
所以这个牧师就向他解释说，我可以告诉你好，你怎么可以知道这种上百万不同的东西。
Because in all the universe, there's roughly only 92 different things called elements.
因为在整个宇宙中，大概只有92种不同的元素。
So the young boy said again, I know there's more than that.
那这小男就说，哎呀，我知道不止这些吧。
So Rimmer said, okay, what's one of those things that you know?
那这个牧师就问他说，哎，那你知道的一个是什么呢？
And the boy said, salt is one thing.
孩子就说，我知道盐是其中一种东西。
And Rimmer said, no, son, salt is not one thing. Salt is two things.
所以牧师就跟他说，哦，盐不是一种东西哦，盐是两种东西。
Right, it's made up of chlorine.
它是由chlorine, 氯。
And it's also made up of a piece of metal called sodium.
还有另外一种这个金属就是钠，这两个组成的。
So salt is actually two things.
所以盐确实是两种东西。
Okay. Then Freddie asked, well, what about water?
那小孩就问他，那水呢？
That's one thing.
水是一种东西啊。
But Rimmer responded, no, water is two things.
这个牧师就说不是哦，水是两种东西。
Right. It contains two pieces of gas called hydrogen.
水包含两种气体哈，一个是氢气。
And one piece of gas called oxygen.
那另外一个气体就叫做氧气。
And you mix those together, and that gives you water.
你把这两个气体合在一起，就变成水了。
You see, everything in the universe consists of different combinations of these 92 different atoms.
所以牧师就跟小孩说哈，在全宇宙里面所有的东西呢，都是从这92种不同的元素组合成的。
And it takes a super intelligence to put them all together to make everything we see in the universe.
需要一位超有智慧的上帝把这些东西排列组合在一起，来造成所有的东西。
So the young boy insightfully said, "Oh, I see. It's kind of like the alphabet."
所以这小孩就说，哦，很有意思，看起来就好像我们的字母。
And he said, "Yes, you're right. The Creator has an alphabet that contains 92 letters."
他说，哎，你说的不错。我们的创造者呢，就是用92个字母，用这个92个字母造了所有的事情。
Now, you know, you can see on the chart there's over 100 different elements.
那在这个图表上面，你可以看到大概有超过100个这个元素。
But generally, 92 are accepted as the naturally occurring ones.
那通常92个被接受为是自然发生的。
So Harry Rimmer explained a little more.
好，这个牧师就更多的解释一些。
He said, take one of those atoms called carbon. That's number 14 on the chart.
好，那他就说，那我们从这个图表中找一个来举例，就是第14号这个 carbon 就是碳。
When you put carbon atoms together and one atom touches four other atoms, you get a diamond.
他说：“你把这个 carbon 的四个原子合在一起呢，它就会组合成一个这个钻石。”
So when you put the carbon atoms together in a certain arrangement, it spells diamond.
所以当你把这个碳的几种不同的原子排列组合在一起呢，它就会组成这个钻石。
But we can take the same carbon and put it together differently, and it'll spell graphite.
但是我们把这 carbon 不同的组合呢，它就变成 graphite.
What we use to write in pencils.
就是这我们铅笔的所用的这个原料。
And then you can rearrange the same carbon atoms and you get coal, which we burn for energy.
你把这个碳又有不同的组合呢，就变成我们使用的煤。
The same letter put together in a different sequence and you get a totally different substance.
所以同样的元素，但是不同的排列组合，它就会造成不一样的东西。
See, Jesus is the living word.
那耶稣是活的道。
He took the 92 letters of God's creation alphabet.
他把上帝创造出来的92个元素。
And he used them to spell out the millions of wonders that we see throughout creation.
借着这些元素能够造出我们在大的自然界所看到的各式各样奇妙的创造。
Now, here's an important thing to understand.
这是我们必须明白一件事情。
Chance cannot combine the elements in a meaningful, thoughtful way.
偶然不可能把这些元素有意义的来排列出来。
Only intelligence can.
只有背后有这个才智的才能够这么做。
Okay. So atoms are miraculously designed to make life possible.
所以这些原子很奇迹般的被设计使生命有可能发生。
And this is a book written by non-Christians.
这是一本非基督徒所写的书。
But they document the fine-tuning of protons, neutrons, and quarks.
他们记录下对质子、中子、夸克的微调。
And they say if it wasn't so finely tuned, you and I wouldn't be here.
他们说如果不是这么细微的经过微调，我们就不可能生存在地球上。
Okay. In other words, they're fine-tuned so that you and I could live.
所以说他们都是经过很细微的调配使我们可以生存在这个世界。
And here's an important thing to understand about fine-tuning.
那关于细微的调理呢，我们必须明白一件事情。
Someone has to do the fine-tuning. It doesn't happen by chance.
好，就是某一个人必须来做这个微调的动作，它不可能偶然发生。
Right, so the question is, who did all this fine-tuning that makes life possible?
所以我们要问的是，到底是谁做了这些微调，使生命有可能呢？
Now the four basic forces of the universe are fine-tuned for life.
那在宇宙当中有四个基本的力量为生命而微调。
And these are all related to the atoms.
这些都跟原子有关系。
You have a strong force that holds the nucleus together.
有一个叫做强大的力量，它将核子托住。
Right, fine-tuned for life.
为生命而微调。
If it was different, you and I wouldn't be here.
假如是不一样的话呢，我们就不可能存在。
There's the weak force that holds neutrons together.
另外一个微弱的力量呢，将中子托住。
It's fine-tuned for life.
也是为生命而微调。
If it was different, you and I wouldn't be here.
如果有一点不一样，我们就不可能存在着。
There's electromagnetism between the positive proton and the negative electron.
那另外，宇宙中有一个电磁力，就是正质子和负电子之间的起电。
Also fine-tuned for life.
也是为了生命而微调。
If it was a little different, you and I wouldn't be here.
假如有一丝一毫的差异，那么我们就不可能存在。
And then there's gravity, which is fine-tuned to one part in 10^60 power.
另外有一个地心吸引力，它是为宇宙存在微调，它是10^60之一。
We can't even comprehend that degree of fine-tuning.
我们甚至都没有办法想象或是明白那个那么细微的调配。
So now we see there's so many different dials that have to be fine-tuned for life to exist.
所以有很多不同的这个波调的器具呢，必须都配合在一起，才能够使生命来运作。
And we learned last time there's actually, now we know of almost 200 different things that have to be fine-tuned for life to be.
那上次好，以前我们看到就是我们地球上呢有至少20种不同的微调的参数存在，但是生命有可能。
And every one of those dials has to be in just the right place or you and I wouldn't be here.
而这些调配的这个位置呢必须恰到其处。要不然我们就不可能存在。
So atoms bear witness to a creator.
所以这些原子见证造物主。
Okay. Atoms are the same throughout the cosmos of the universe, revealing a common creation.
原子在全宇宙中都是同样的，它显明一个共同的被造。
They don't reveal a random development of a naturalistic process as evolution would teach.
而不是经过自然过程随意形成的，好像进化论所主张的。
And that was an observation by James Clerk Maxwell.
这是 James Clerk Maxwell 所观察到的。
Right, he founded two scientific disciplines.
他开创了两种科学的这个学术哈。
Right, he was a strong Christian and a creationist who believed the study of science was to increase our grasp of the glory of God.
他是一个非常坚强的基督徒，也相信创造论，并且认为科学的研究应该增进我们对上帝荣耀的认识。
And the more we learn about God's creation, the more we should be amazed about how great our God is.
我们越多认识上帝的创造，就越多能体会上帝的伟大。
Okay, so the existence of atoms points to a creator.
所以原子的存在指向一个造物主。
And here's something few people realize.
下面这个是有些人明白的。
Attempts to explain the existence of atoms with the Big Bang Theory are untestable and thus unscientific.
所以用大爆炸的理论来解释原子的存在是没有办法检测的，因此不合科学。
See, that's what we call soft science.
这就是我们所称的软科学。
It doesn't have as much authority at all as hard science.
它们不像硬科学那样具有权威性。
All these theories, and this is quote from the literature, is unverifiable speculation.
那这些推测呢是没有办法证实的。
Okay, and we put three references at the end of the PowerPoint if you want more information on that.
那在这个讲这个 PowerPoint 最后呢，屏幕是有列出三个资讯哈，你们可以去查考。
Yeah, we want to well document this so you can see the weakness of a lot of science and see the strength of God's word.
我们用这些记录来证实这些话语，最主要是让大家看到软科学的错误以及上帝话语的真实。
Okay. Now questions evolutionists never answer because hard science can't study them.
有一些进化论者无法回答的问题，是因为硬科学没有办法去研究它们。
Okay, where did all the electrons, protons, and neutrons and quarks come from to begin with?
好比第一，所有的电子、质子、中子和夸克开头是从何而来
？Well, the Bible reveals it.
但圣经将它们启示给我们。
Right, you might want to read Hebrews 11:3 later.
我们可以读希伯来书11:3。
Some things science will never know, God reveals to us in the Bible.
有些科学没有办法知道的事情呢，神借着圣经启示给我们。
Okay. What power holds the atom together?
是什么能力将原子托住呢？
That's a huge challenge.
这是一个很大的挑战。
You know, the power when you break up an atom, you get an atomic bomb.
当一个原子被爆炸的时候呢，它就是一个原子弹。
That's how much power there is in the nucleus of an atom.
所以在一个原子的核子里头，它有多么大的能力
？What's holding it together?
那是什么能力将这个力量托住呢
？Well, the Bible tells us.
好，圣经也告诉我们。
God didn't only create everything.
上帝不但创造了万物。
He is holding everything together.
他也将万物托住万有。
That's how great our God is.
好，我们上帝就是这么伟大。
And here's something that'll blow your mind.
那下一个呢，也会让你没有办法想象。
What starts and maintains electrons in orbit around a nucleus?
是什么启动而且维持电子围绕这个核子行在它的轨道上
？See, that electron is so small we can't even see it.
那个电子非常的微小，甚至我们肉眼都看不到。
And yet the electron is traveling 90,000 miles an hour in a circle around its nucleus.
但是这个电子却可以以九万里的速度，一个小时 right now.
Yeah, no, a second.
A second, okay.
Yeah.
一秒钟九万里的速度绕行在这个核子的轨道上。
How could you get something that small to travel that fast?
那一个这么微小的东西怎么可能这么快速的运转呢？
No problem for God.
好，所以对上帝来说是没问题的。
But science can't come up with an explanation of how it could happen.
但是科学没有办法解释它怎么可能这样发生。
Okay. Now we can learn a lot of wisdom from the waters.
好，我们可以从水学到许多智慧。
Okay. Both scripture and science allow for one original landmass that later divided into continents.
好，圣经跟科学都赞同呢，这个地球原本就有一个。 很大的陆地，后来分成几个大洲。
Okay, but soft science says it happened 225 to 65 million years ago.
但是软科学说它发生在6500万到2亿2500万年前。
But do they really know?
但是他们真的知道吗？
No, they don't. If you read the literature, there's so much disagreement over that.
其实不是哈，讲你读他们的写作呢，他们当中有很多不同的意见。
Okay.But scripture also seems to place the division of the landmass during Noah's flood.
圣经似乎将大洲的形成放在挪亚的洪水期间。
Okay, and a lot of scriptures hint at that.
好，很多圣经的经文也暗示这个事情。
Okay, evolutionists taught the early earth was like hell 4 billion years ago.
那进化论者教导呢？40年前，就是地球的早期好像是地狱一般。
But God said it was a paradise.
但上帝说，当他起初造这个世界的时候呢，是一个乐园。
Okay. Now geologists named the epoch Hadean after the Greek underworld.
那地质学家称那个纪元是 Hadean， 就是希腊文指的阴间。
So we have a question: why do atheist scientists always seem to contradict God so much?
所以我们就有一个问题，就是为什么无神的科学家跟上帝如此矛盾呢？
They want you to believe all creation started out like a literal hell.
他们要你们相信，上帝造万物的时候一开口像一个地狱似的地方。
But God wants us to know. He reveals it to us. No, He created it good. It was like a paradise.
但是上帝要我们知道，他当初造万物的时候呢，是好的，像一个乐园一样。
It's sin that messed it up.
是罪恶将一切搞砸了。
But someday God's going to restore it to paradise again.
但是有一天，上帝会恢复它，再一次像乐园一样。
But Romans tells us why somebody who rejects God always ends up.Coming up with truth opposite of God.
所以罗马书第一章告诉我们，那些拒绝上帝的人呢，为什么以后总是制造出与上帝相反的定论
？Few are humble enough to admit they don't really know.
啊，有少数够谦卑的人承认他们真的不知道。
They're ignorant because they weren't there.
他们无知是因为当时不在场。
How do they know what happened 4 billion years ago?
他们怎么知道41年前发生的事情呢？
That's a good question to ask.
这也是一个很好的问题。
Were they there? Did they see it?
他们在场吗？他们看见了吗？
Now here's the thing. Was God there?
但是上帝在那里吗？
Yes, He was.
上帝在。
And has He told us how He did it?
他有告诉我们他怎么造的吗？
Yes, He has in Genesis.
在创世纪他有告诉我们。
Okay.So these atheist scientists fall victim to pseudoscience, just as the God's word predicted would happen.
所以这些无神的科学家成为伪科学的受害者，正如圣经所预言的。
It's science falsely so called.
他说这些称作所谓的科学的。
Okay. Now ponder this confession by geologist Mark Harrison at UCLA.
我们来想想哈，这个 UCLA 一个地质学家叫 Mark Harrison， 他的告白。
Okay, he's a PhD.
他也是一位博士。
But here's a rare example of honesty in writing.
这是一个他们稀有的一个诚实的告白哈，写下来的记录。
He said there is absolutely not a single scrap of observational evidence that requires that hellish scenario ever took place.
他说哈，绝对没有一丝一毫观察到的证据证实地狱式的景象曾经发生过。
Do you see that? Observational evidence would be hard science.
所以观察到的证据就是硬科学。
That's what we all believe. Christians believe that. We all accept.
我们都可以接受哈，基督徒也接受这种所谓的硬科学。
But he admits there's not a single scrap of observational evidence that supports a hellish scenario for the beginning of earth.
那这位 UCLA 的教授他说，没有一丝一毫观察到的证据可以证实。地球早期像地狱一样。
And then he says, we as a scientific community created an origin myth that has no more intellectual value than first Genesis.
他说我们这些科学人呢，创造了一个起源的神话，叫创世纪一章来比呢，没有更多的学术价值。
Now that actually adds a lot of power to this statement.
那他这一句告白，这一句承认呢，事实上是很有意思的。
Because it shows he's not a Christian, he doesn't believe the Bible.
我们知道他不是基督徒，他也不相信圣经。
But he's honest enough to tell us the scientists don't know what took place 4 billion years ago either, and they made up stories about it.
他够诚实告诉我们说这个44亿年前发生什么事情，他们一点都不知道，而且不能就是捏造故事。
Okay, and then he says, although we're very quick to criticize those that operate on faith, that's exactly what we did.
所以他说，虽然我们很快批判那些用信心去运作的人，但是我们也是同样如此做了。See.
Soft science requires faith.
所以软科学也需要信心。Yeah.
So why do they criticize us for having faith in God's word?
那为什么他们批评我们对上帝的话语有信心呢？
They're putting faith in their own imaginary theories.
因为他们把他们的信心放在他们自己想象出来的理论。
We're putting our faith in the God that created the heavens and the earth and created us.
但是我们是把信心放在那位创造宇宙万物以及我们的上帝的身上。
See, there's no consensus of belief in the soft sciences.
在软科学当中没有一致的信念。
Many scientific dating methods reveal an earth way too young for the theory of evolution to work.
那进化论者忽视年轻地球的测年数据，因为他们认为这个年轻地球的时间长度啊不够生物进化的发生。But
most of these are ignored by evolutionists because it won't fit their theory.
好，所以这个年轻地球的测年数被他们忽视，因为这个没有办法配合他们的理论。So
the following list is based on the scientific idea of uniformitarianism. That's what they believe.
那下面有的图表呢，是目前都是科学家对一致性主义的信念。So
we use their own method.
所以我们使用他们自己的方法。To
show that hard science doesn't agree with their theories.
来显示硬科学与他们的理论。好，不相配。And
notice none of these other dating methods support an Earth billions of years old.
也没有其他的测年的方式呢，能够支持地球有10亿多年之久。
So here's a list of 47. We just put it up here quick. You can download
it.
Some of them give 500 million years for an age, but that's a lot shorter than 4 billion.
500 million.
But notice a lot of these dating methods give the Earth ages 10,000 years, 5,000 years.
方法呢，说地球是10亿年或是5000年。
Then here's a few more. We have 68 different methods.
那48就是有不同的测年的方式。
And here's all the references, so you can check them out.
好，右边是所有的参考的资料。
And here's the extra references that I couldn't fit in those slides.
好，这边有其他的这些资料，我刚刚前面那个放不进去。
So you see when a scientist tells you the Earth is 4 billion years old, they don't know that for sure.
其实当科学家告诉你说地球有40亿年之老，他们自己也不确定。
When they tell you the ancient Earth was like a hell,
当他们告诉你古地球像地狱一样。
Now even one of their own admits, no, that was made up myth.
他们当中自己有人就承认说，这不是真的，这是我们创造出来的神话。
If you want to know the truth of what happened when God created the heavens and the earth, you have to believe what he says in Genesis.
所以假如你要知道真的创造天地是什么样子的话，你必须相信创世纪。
Okay, let's look at how this old earth uniformitarianism developed.
那我们现在看看老地球这个一致性主义的发展的过程。
See, most science used to believe that the earth wasn't that old.
多数科学家以前曾经认为地球没有那么老。But
the first man, James Hutton, in the 1700s.
但是第一个就是在 18th century, right?
Yeah.
在18世纪的这个人叫 James Hutton.
Okay, he came up with the idea that everything happens slowly over time.
所以他发展出一个理论，就是很多事情都是慢慢的在进展。The
present is the key to the past.
那目前就是看透。
In other words, you can study how things are working today, and that'll tell you how things worked billions of years ago.
就是说，你可以按照目前事情进展发展的方式来推测几亿年以前事情发展的方式。You
see, he was a deist.
那他是一个自然神论者。He
didn't believe the Bible and didn't believe that God was still interacting with his creation.
他不相信圣经，也不相信上帝仍然介入他的造物当中。
He rejected the flood of Noah.
他也拒绝挪亚洪水的事件。
So he comes up with a totally different way of understanding geology.
所以他发明了一个完全不同的地质的看法。
And then Charles Lyell really made his ideas popular.
然后另外呢，这个 Charles Lyell 他的写下的这本书呢，就是这个想法越来越受到欢迎。
And his goal, he wrote this to one of his friends, was to free the science from Moses.
那他写给一个朋友的信说，他写这个书好做这些研究的目标是将科学从摩西解救出来。
So this whole scientific idea, uniformitarianism, begins with men that are rebelling against God and rejecting God's word.
所以这些人发展出这样的理论呢，基本上是拒绝上帝也拒绝上帝话语的人。
Can you see the spiritual warfare taking place here?
你在这里可以看到这个属灵的战争在发生吗？
And Charles Darwin needed such deep time for his theory to work, so he adopts uniformitarianism.
所以达尔文也需要深度时间才有办法运作他的理论。
Okay.Uniformitarianism was thought up by men who rebelled against God and rejected His word.
所以所谓的一致性主义呢，是由背叛上帝、拒绝他话语的人想出来的。
Today, atheistic evolutionists are so adamant about maintaining a universe 14 billion years and an Earth of 4 billion years because it's essential for the theory of evolution to work.
那今天哈，无神进化论者坚决。维持宇宙有141年，地球有40亿年老的这个论点，因为进化论如果缺少10000年，它就会崩塌。
Okay. Even though there's not a whole lot of hard evidence for that at all.
即使这样理论没有太多的硬科学的证据来支持。
See, it takes a lot of time for chance to work its miracles in evolution.
因为在进化论里面，它需要很多的时间才能够让偶然实行它的奇迹。
And that's why they tend to ignore evidence that supports a younger Earth.
所以他们就是轻视或是忽视所有年轻地球的测年。
Amazing. Uniformitarianism was actually prophesied in the Bible.
很奇妙的是哈，一致性主义在圣经中已经被预言到了。
Okay. In Peter, we're told in the last days, lustful scoffers will say.
在彼得的书信当中，他说哈，末后的日子有讥笑的人会随从私欲说。
Where is the promise of his coming?
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
Because they're going to say all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
他们说，因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Okay.There's the theory of uniformitarianism.
这就是所谓的一致性主义的理论。
And Peter prophesied it would be coming in the end days.
而且彼得预言说在末后的日子呢，这个事情会发生。
Peter explains for this they are willingly ignorant of.
他们故意忘记。
That by the word of God,
凭着上帝的话语。
The heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water.
从太古。有了天，而且从水而出，借水而成的地。
See, they're rebelling against God and rejecting His word, so they're getting it wrong.
就因为他们背叛神，拒绝他的话语，所以他们的看法都是错的。
But they want you and me to believe that they're right.
但是他们却要你我相信他们是对的。
I witnessed to the events in Genesis 1.
那上帝亲眼见证创世纪第一章的事件。
Bible history was written and confirmed by eyewitnesses.
那圣经历史呢，是由目击见证者写下而且确认的。
Okay, but a fairy tale is a fairy tale, even if it's made up by a PhD scientist.
但是童话就是童话哈，即使作者是博士科学家。
They tell us, give us enough time and chance, we'll turn a frog into a prince or a monkey into a man.
他们会说好，给我们足够的时间和机会，我们就可以把青蛙变成王子，或是把猴子变成人。
That's a fairy tale.
这就是童话。
But because it's coming from a PhD scientist, you believe it?
但是是因为是一个博士科学家讲的，你就相信了吗？
Okay. Now look what this is here. To me, this is pretty powerful.
这个笑话蛮有意思的。
Okay. You don't believe what people from 2,000 years ago say happened 2,000 years ago.
他说你不相信2000年前的人说2000年前发生的事情。
Right, the Bible is written 2,000 years ago by eyewitnesses. Right, and you're not believing that. But you believe what someone from 2015 says happened 4 billion years ago. Think about that. Does that make sense?
这个合理吗?
No, which one should you believe?
所以不合理哈, 所以你到底要相信什么呢?
The eyewitness.
但是相信目击见证者,
God's word.
神的话,
not the fairy tales.
而不是童话,
okay? Now the land was formed out of the water.
陆地是从水造出来的,
okay, a lot of scriptures for this.
也有很多的经文,
okay? Now water is the universal solvent.
水是一个通用的溶剂,
it can dissolve over half of all the elements.
它可以溶解所有元素的一半。
So all the elements of the land are pretty much already contained in the water.
所以陆地所有的元素已经包含在水中。
And God, by the power of His word, just calls the land out of the water.
所以上帝凭他的话语将陆地从水中叫出来。
Now water and land have a unique relationship.
水跟陆地呢有一个独特的关系。
And by the way God reveals this to us, He wants to see there's a special relationship between water and land.
那上帝借着他话语的启示呢，要我们知道，哈，水跟陆地是有一个独特的关系。
And you have a lot of scriptures there that show amazing scientific accuracy long before scientists ever discovered this relationship.
那这些经文会告诉你哈，在科学还没有发现之前呢，神的话语就具有很多科学确证的事情。
Water, land, and plants are a trinity fine-tuned for life.
水, 陆地跟植物, 它们是三位一体, 为了生命而微调。
Okay. So the hydrologic cycle reveals blue water, brown land, and green plants must maintain a fine balance for life to exist.
水文循环显示蓝水、褐地、绿植物必须保持细微的平衡才能够使生命生存。
Now, we've uncovered a lot of this water cycle, the hydrologic cycle.
我们后来就发现了很多有关水文循环的事实。
And it's very complicated and very amazing.
非常的复杂,但是也非常的奇妙。
But it's so fine-tuned that if one part wasn't working, you and I wouldn't be here.
他们细微的调制到一个地步,假如是有一点点的变化,我们的生存就有了问题。
So it teaches an important lesson to take care of the earth that God has given us.
所以他教导我们要好好照顾上帝所赐给我们的地球。
Okay. And the super intelligence behind the water cycle is evident when you study the incredibly engineered details of its many parts.
当我们研究水各部分经过制造的奇妙细节的时候呢，水的循环背后隐藏的是一个超级智慧。
Right. One part of the water cycle is what plants do.
那水的循环一部分就是植物所做的。
And what's so amazing is that water absorbs all the elements from the earth, from the rocks.
很有意思的是，就是水吸收了这个地球，就是这个土地里面还有石头里面所有的元素。
And then spreads all those elements necessary for life over the earth. In rain.
然后借着雨水呢，将地球所需要的各种元素、各种营养传播出去。
And then the roots of trees are designed to absorb that water.
树木的根也被设。
And then God designed the trunk of the tree in such a way.
然后上帝也设计的树干。
That water, without any power, will just slowly climb up the entire tree.
不用借着外在的力量，这个水就自然的往树上走。
And it's amazing when you think of a giant sequoia.
那你看到一个非常奇妙的红木的时候，
literally can take tons of water from the roots and take it up to the top of a tree hundreds of feet above.
它可以从地底下这个树干树根里面吸收几吨的水往上走。
And it's all possible because of how God designed water.
它的可能性也是因为上帝对水的设计。
And then He made the parts of the tree the perfect size for water to slowly climb up.
然后他对水的部分的设计呢，那个比例呢，也就是让水能够往上走的原因。
This is evidence of intelligent design. Only an omniscient God could have designed this.
这也证明哈，这是一个无所不能的上帝才能够设计出来的。
And one thing you realize that there's no way this could have evolved slowly over time.
所以这也不可能是借着时间慢慢进化而来的。
This earth and universe is finally measured and designed for life.
我们的地球和宇宙呢，是为生命而细微丈量跟设计出来的。
It's called the anthropic principle, means it's specifically designed for human life.
这叫做人则原理哈，就是这些特是特别为的生命，为人的生命而设计的。
Okay. Now here's a statement by a famous scientist, Paul Davies.
这是一位很有名的科学家 Paul Davies， 他所做的陈述。
He's not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒。
But he writes that all the basic features of the universe.
所以他说哈，宇宙所有基本的这些元素呢。
From the properties of the atoms,
从原子的里面的包含的物质
to the distribution of the galaxies,
到这个银河系的分布
if they were any different, there'd be no life.
假如有任何的不同的话呢，那就是生命就不可能。
So in other words, the smallest thing, the atom,
所以说最小的东西就好像是原子
God designed it so you and I could live.
上帝设计它使你我可以存活。
With the biggest thing, galaxies,
是最大的银河系统。
God also designed so you and I could live on this earth.
神也设计他们，使我们可以活在这个地球上。
It displays fine tuning.
它彰显的是一个细微的调制。
Now, when you read his books, you realize he is open to the idea that God did the fine tuning.
所以，当你读他的书的时候呢，你可以想象他是能够公开接受上帝做的这个微调。
See, it's just common sense to believe that it takes intelligence to fine-tune something.
所以后面有这个智能的设计呢是非常重要的。
God weighs the waters by measure.
所以上帝也丈量水。
Okay. Water and land are extremely fine balanced, and the ingenious interaction makes life possible on Earth.
那水跟陆地的极度平衡与互动使地球可怜有生命。
Then Job, he says, "Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds?"
在约伯记他说，云彩，你知道云彩如何平衡在空中吗？
These are the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge.
那知识全备者奇妙的作为，你知道吗？
See, the word isostasy is just a scientific name for balancing.
所以，这个科学里面的名词 isostasy 就是指这个平衡的意思。
See, there has to be a certain number of clouds on Earth, or there won't be any life on Earth.
在地球上必须有某一个数量的云，要不然我们就没有办法生存。
Did you ever think, you know, a big cloud is able to hold tons of water and suspend it in space?
很大片的云彩呢，它可以含了几吨量的雨水，而却把它漂浮在空中。
I only weigh 170 pounds, and I can't suspend myself in space.
好，我只重170磅，但是我没有办法把自己悬浮在空中。
See, how does God do that? Put tons of water and suspend it in clouds all over the earth.
那神怎么就是可能把就是几吨的水放在云彩当中，让它在空中浮着呢？
God can do it because He's perfect in knowledge.
好，上帝能够做，是因为他知识全备。
Isaiah humbles us with a question about God.
So, 以赛亚对上帝荣耀的发问呢，令我们谦卑。
Okay. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand?
谁曾用手心量珠水？
See, the waters in the world are so huge to us.
在全世界的水对我来说是这么的大。
But God says to him, it's just like he could fit it all in the palm of his hand. So God carefully measures all the waters in the oceans and the clouds on the land and the earth and the polar caps and in all the plants.
所以上帝谨慎地丈量海中、云里、陆地、地球、两极冰山，还有所有植物的水。
And they're perfectly balanced so you and I can live on this earth.
它们完美的平衡，使我们可以活在地球上。
Water is designed by divine wisdom of Christ, according to Proverbs.
好，根据这个箴言呢，水是基督神圣的智慧所设计的。
And Job says the waters wear the stones.
约伯说水流可以消磨石头。
See all the rivers and the waterfalls dissolve the elements in the stones so they can be recirculated around the earth.
好，所有的河流跟瀑布呢，它可以溶解这个石头，让它们在地球上来分布。
And then it brings them to the plants through rain.
让这些水到树木吸收，然后变成雨水。
And then the trees absorb those nutrients and gives off oxygen.
把水吸收这些营养，就把氧气散发出来。
And Psalm 1 says there's a spiritual truth behind this.
那诗篇第一篇也告诉我们，这个树木后头呢也有属灵的这个教导。
If you meditate in His Word day and night, you will be like a tree planted by rivers of water.
假如我们昼夜思想神的话语，就好像树栽在溪水旁。
See, everything God designed in this earth, He designed to teach spiritual truth.
所以神在地上造的万物也用来教导属灵的真理。
And then the oxygen made by those trees and the water makes human life possible.
而树所造出来的氧气还有雨水呢，使我们人可以存活。
Right, we're 60% or more water.
我们的人的身体呢，超过60%都是水分。
And God designed us to teach spiritual truth.
那神也设计我们来教导属灵的真理。
Right, if you believe on Jesus, said out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
他说你们如果相信我的话呢，从你腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And that he was speaking of the Holy Spirit.
他那个指的是圣灵。
Okay, so we have to look beyond the physical earth to the spiritual truth God's trying to reveal to us.
所以我们要超越我们所看到的物质的世界，看到背后是要教导我们属灵的真理。
Be humble, we're still ignorant of the depths of the oceans, but someday you may pass through.
我们要谦卑哈，因为我们还不清楚海洋的深处是什么，但是有一天你可能会经过。
Jesus was there when God formed the depths.
上帝造深处的时候呢，耶稣在场。
He visited in his resurrection.
在他复活的时候，他去到那个地方。
He warned us to make sure we will not, that we'll go to the third heaven and not to the deeps.
他也警告我们哈，要确定自己将来会去的是第三层天，而不是去那个深处。
Okay. Be humble, the gates of hell are somewhere under the deep waters.
我们也要谦卑哈，因为地狱的门在深水之下的某处。
And those scriptures explain it.
好，那这些经文解释这个。
Sadly, atheist scientists will visit the deeps when they die.
很可悲的就是无神科学家死去的时候会到那个深处。
It's a place even demons fear to go.
那是甚至邪门、邪灵都怕去的地方。
Now it's interesting how God designed life in the deeps.
那神在深海的地方他怎么设计生物呢？也是相当有意思的。
Pretty scary down there.
在下面相当的可怕。
But Job tells us, go to the fish and they will teach you.
但是约伯告诉我们，你要去看这些鱼，他就会教你一些事情。
When we die, we don't want to go down to the deeps.
好，当我们死的时候，我们不要下到那个深处。
We want to go up to the third heaven.
我们要上到第三层天。
And you can know for sure you will if you trust Jesus as your Savior.
那假如你相信耶稣做你自己的救主的话呢，你可以确定你会到第三层天。
So we want to learn Earth's life-changing wisdom.
所以我们要向地球学习一些改变生命的智慧。
Speak to the earth and it shall teach them.
约伯说与地说话必必指教你。
Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord has wrought this?
看这一切谁不知道是耶和华的手做成的呢？
Jesus revealed much divine parables.
好，耶稣也用比喻启示许多隐藏在地球设计背后的神圣智慧。
There's even wisdom from tiny grains of sand controlling.
好比甚至从沙土哈，这个控制海洋的沙土都可以学到智慧。
Fear ye not me, saith the Lord.
耶和华说，你们怎么不惧怕我呢？
Will ye not tremble at my presence?
你们在我的面前还不战惊吗？
Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree.
我以永远的定力，用沙为海的界限。
They cannot pass, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, they cannot prevail.
水不得越过，波浪虽然翻腾，却不能逾越。
Okay. So God designed the smallest thing, the grain of sand, to withstand the powerful waves of the ocean.
所以上帝甚至设计这么微小的沙土来控制大能的海洋。
And there's a powerful message there for the church.
那在这里面呢，对教会也有一个巨大的信息。
The church in both China and Russia.
就是在中国跟苏俄的教会。
Seemed weak like grains of sand.
他们看起来很软弱，好像沙土一般。
The true church was so small.
真教会是那么的小。
And then the totalitarian governments brought huge waves of persecution trying to eliminate the church.
但是独裁的政权呢，就好像那个大的波浪带来了逼迫，要把这些小小的沙土给埋没。
But yet now we know it's the grains of sand that survived and the waves of persecution that calmed down.
但是我们知道这些微小的沙土呢，当这个海浪退去之后呢，它们仍然存在。
There's a message in the sand.
所以在这个沙土当中也有一个信息。
Bloody Mary and John Knox are a good example of how one grain of sand can stop national persecution.
这个苏格兰的女王叫 Bloody Mary 哈 ，John Knox 是一个传道人，他们两个人之间的对峙呢，就可以表明一个小小的沙土怎么能够抵挡这个逼迫的波浪。
See, one man with God is always in the majority. His prayers have the power of God behind him.
这个 John Knox 他说哈，一个与神同行的人呢，他总是大多数。
And Bloody Mary, who was trying to destroy the true church.
那这个 Bloody Mary 呢，他那个时候想毁灭那个新教徒。
She said, "I'm more afraid of the prayers of John Knox than an army of 10,000 men."
他说我惧怕 John Knox 的祷告呢，胜过惧怕一万个人。
Isaiah humbles us with a question of God's glory.
以赛亚对上帝荣耀的发问呢，也令我们谦卑。
See Mount Everest, look how big it is.
我们看到这个埃弗勒斯峰，它是多么的高大。
Yet God weighs the mountains in the scales like a fine jeweler weighs fine jewels.
以赛亚却问哈，谁用秤称山岭，用天平评冈岭呢
？And these are the first two men to make it to the top.
这是第一对。到这个埃弗勒斯峰的两个人
yeah, they couldn't do it till 1953.
他们到1953年才达成这个愿望。
So a major lesson from nature is be humble.
所以从大自然我们学习到最主要的一个功课就是我们要谦卑。
Who comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure?
谁用升斗称大地的尘土呢
？God even measures the dust.
上帝甚至丈量这些尘土。
And Jesus reveals His glory as the Creator with dust.
那耶稣也用尘土显明他身为造物主的荣耀。
Jesus creates eyes for the blind from dust.
耶稣用尘土为瞎子创造了眼睛。
He who formed man's body from the dust can raise it from the dead again with just His word.
啊，那位从尘土造人身体的，能够再次用他的话语。使人从死里复活。
Right, when Lazarus had been dead 4 days and his body was returning to dust, Jesus with two words, Lazarus, arise, and he was restored.
当拉撒路死了四天，身体回到尘土里后，耶稣只用两个字把他叫起来，使他复活。
And again, this is eyewitness history.
这又是一个目击见证者记下的历史。
And you can still go visit Lazarus' cave today in Israel.
今天在以色列，你也可以去看拉撒路的坟墓。
Jesus did works only the omnipotent Creator could do.
啊，所以耶稣行了只有全能、没有恩典的上帝才能做的事。
He said, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not."
他说，我如果不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。
But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in Him.
他说，我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事，叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
See, and the reason God created things the way He did in Genesis 1,
上帝在创世纪第一章他造物的这个方式
not over billions of years, but instantly with His word,
不是经过几亿年，而是即刻使用他的话语
because God was prepared.
耶稣到来的那一天
and He would do the same miracles the Creator does with just His own word.
耶稣也用造物主用话语创造一样，他也在世上这么做。
The word of Jesus was just as powerful as the word of the Creator.
所以耶稣的话跟造物主的话语同样具有能力。
And that gives us great peace in believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
所以我们相信耶稣基督成为我们的救主呢，是可以很平安的去相信的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for revealing to us that you created everything with just your word.
我们也感谢你向我们启示，单单用你的话语就创造了万物。
And then when Jesus came to earth, he showed the same power over creation with just his word.
而当耶稣来到世上的时候，他也用他的话语同样彰显他的能力。
Because he is your only begotten son.
因为他是你独生的儿子。
And he came to save us from our sins.
来拯救我们离开自己的罪。
And only he has the power to do it.
也只有他具有这样的力量。
So Father, help us believe not only what Jesus said, but believe the works that he did.
所以求主帮助我们不单相信耶稣所说的话，也相信他所做的事。
And that believing in him, we can be sure we won't go to the deeps when we die, but we'll go to the third heaven.
而且我们深信，相信他，我们有一天不会下到那个地的深处，而是上到第三层天。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.